This podcast is supported by 23andMe.ca, a personalized genetic service available in Canada. 23andMe reports provide genetic information based on a small saliva sample. Canadians can learn about their genetic information that published studies have associated with conditions and traits like celiac disease, cystic fibrosis, and even response to certain medications. More information is available at 23andMe.ca.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby. And on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, here we are today with another episode of Positive Radio, and this is going to be a great show because we've never had this topic on Positive Radio, and I think it's so timely. We are talking about PR, public relations for businesses in the pet industry. And I meet a lot of businesses in the pet industry through our travels, through our tours, through doing engagements and events at their retail and spa locations. And one of the things that I'm learning is that a lot of pet-related businesses, especially those that are new or more of a solopreneur model, they don't always invest in PR, and I can tell you that was one of the first things we did when my book on Toby's Terms came out, and we never looked back because it was so important for that book's success. Today's show, we've got Dan Humphrey on with Whitegate PR. You can find her at whitegatepr.com, and she's known as the Pet Lady. She's going to talk about why you're branding yourself is so important to be branded as an expert and to talk about PR. And I just want to say half of the radio show guests that you've heard on this show have come from Dana Humphrey introducing me to her clients that she represents. So I really appreciate you, Dana, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and I'm happy to be here on the show.
Oh, well, I'm just excited because this is such an important topic, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. I mean, Steve Jobs actually has a quote that says, if I had $1 left, I would spend it on PR. And I just love that.
Well, you know, what I love about PR, I just want to share, you know, I didn't really know what PR was from an author perspective when our book came out. And our publisher really recommended we get PR help. And she said, Charmaine, you know, the world knows you as a professional speaker. Nobody knows you as an author. Nobody knows about On Toby's Terms. And when we were working with our PR representative, she really helped us pre-market that book. And she did exactly what you were telling me offline is critical. I can now brand myself as a person who speaks corporately, who's now somehow in the dog world because she has a book. So talk a little bit about that whole expert of branding yourself as an expert. Why is that so important?
Well, kind of in the overall marketing umbrella, we have advertising, which is on the paid side. So you get to control that message and pay for it. And then we have the PR side, which is the editorial side. And so reporters and news hosts and anchors, they want to talk to experts on specific topics. So what, you know, what my job is and what we try to do as PR professionals is position you as an expert in your field. So if you make a dog treat, you need to be a pet nutrition expert. If you wrote a book, now you're, you know, now you're an author and you're an expert in that realm. If you made a dog toy, you know, whatever specifics about that toy, if it helps with training or if it helps with obedience or maybe it helps with anxiety, you can become kind of the pet anxiety thought leader or expert so that it's not just always about promoting a specific item because that's not so interesting, right? That's very salesy.
If
you become the expert, you know, it's more interesting for the news media to want to talk to you. So So that's what we try to do, is create this expert situation. I've actually branded myself as an expert as the pet lady.
And I love that.
Actually, I was actually doing a TV segment in Sacramento, and the host of the show said, "And now we have Dana Humphrey, the pet lady." And I thought, you know what? I like that. I'm gonna keep that one. And since then, I've trademarked it. I worked with a trademark lawyer, so I own that name and created the website, thepetlady.net. And now, when I approach different media outlets about doing, you know, TV segments about, you know, pet safety tips for Easter or pet safety tips for 4th of July or whatever newsworthy topical, topic that might fit, they don't want to talk to Dana Humphrey from the PR company, but they don't mind talking to the pet lady. So,
right,
you know, we
right.
try to do that, you know, for you. Just like they might not want to talk to the speaker, but they want to talk to, you know, this amazing pet author that's an expert in this topic.
That's so, so important. I hope all the pet industry businesses that are listening today really, really get that, because I know that I've had conversations with people who have stores and retail locations, and they often are promoting the store. I mean, that's what their business
yeah.
is. But there's so many stores out there, and there's so much noise on social media. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I don't know about you, but I get inundated with all that's going on in the world. And I remember one pet store, and I wish I could remember where it was to give them a shout out. But she was telling me about how she had never used any kind of PR when she opened up. She was doing posters and paid advertising, and it wasn't bringing people through the door. It was reminding people she knew, but she said she learned after spending a whack of money in the newspaper that her audience actually doesn't read the print newspaper. They
mm-hmm.
use social media and online digital platforms. And when she worked with a PR expert, what happened for her is she reached audiences she's never, ever reached. And I think they did something like you're talking about, Dana. They had a lot of healthy vegan and vegetarian snacks in their store, and they really
yeah.
focused on that they were the specialists of vegan or vegetarian snacks for your pet. And her business exploded when they did that. So talk about, like, what happened
awesome.
For her in that case when she narrowed down her fear,
mm-hmm.
I should mention. She said, oh, what if I promote all these vegetarian snacks and then I lose my other clients? That didn't happen. So what went on there,
right.
do you think?
Well, really, you know, the first step is identifying who your target audience is. And, you know, just by, you know, there's tons of different options and ways that you can, you know, advertise and promote your business. You know, lots of people approach you about different, you know, websites and newspapers and different things. And really, it's smart to have a plan in advance of deciding, you know what, our target demographic is very specific. It's, you know, let's say women age 30 to 55 who make $80,000 or more, who live in these three zip codes in our town and are interested in, you know, healthy living. And by narrowing it down to something like that, you're able to target the right people. I always
right.
say, you know, it's better to reach 5 of the right people than 5 million of the wrong people. Because if you do a mass campaign, sure, a lot of people get to hear about you. But if it's not the right people who do care about, you know, vegan snacks for their dog, it's just going to be more noise for them that they're not interested in hearing.
Right,
so,
right. I
you know,
agree with that.
You know, it could be even, you know, even working with maybe a blog that has, you know, 10,000 viewers, but if it's very specific to that area and to people who love, you know, again, you know, being vegan and eating healthy, then it's interesting to all of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's really important. And you're not going to alienate the people who don't mind that. You know, I think having a laser focus is really important, and focusing on what is special and different about you versus then what's generic and, you know, similar to everyone else, you know, it's going to be something that sticks out so that you're top of mind. And that's really what it's all about. It's being top of mind so that, you know, you can't convince someone to buy something that they don't want or need. But
yeah.
the second that they do get a new puppy, maybe they're vegan and they are getting a new puppy next month, and they'll remember seeing, oh, yeah, I remember this, you know, I saw something about this vegan store, let me look them up, so that at the moment when the need occurs, they can remember you and find you easily.
Fabulous. You know, one of the things that I like, too, when I think about PR and pitching, you know, newspapers to do an article or pitching live TV, I know, and we were fortunate that this was one of the very first things that our PR team member helped us understand. She said, you know, there's rules to the game. And if you break the rules, you come across as a newbie to that TV host or to that journalist. So you've got to respect the rules and know the rules and realize the impact of when we break the rules. And I think that's a really important role that hiring a PR expert does, is that, A, they come to you already. So, I mean, Dana, I've known you since we met through the Women in the Pet Industry Network. And I'm trying to even think if we've met in person. I think we did. But, yeah, we did, but briefly. And But I had been seeing you and following you long before I ever met you. I was one of those stalkers because I love the information. I love the information you're putting out. I really enjoy seeing how you're marketing your clients. I also know that you represent all kinds of pet-related businesses. And one of the things that really impressed me about you was your connections. And that's so important when you hire a PR expert, isn't it, that you're not only hiring them for their skills around pitching media and landing your TV and radio shows and helping you solidify your brand, it's also about the contacts you bring to the table. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely about relationships.
Relationships,
you know,
yeah.
I'm in the favor business. I call up, you know, radio hosts and TV hosts, and I basically ask them to take some interest in an expert that I might be working with or that I've cultivated. And I know, you know, by working in the pet industry specifically, I'm able to develop those relationships over time so that I know what each person is interested in. So they might be interested in the business story of the pet industry, or they might be interested in the health aspect, or maybe they only ever want to do seasonal things like, you know, great things for your dog for St. Patrick's Day. And so you kind of start to learn, like, what they go for and present it in that way to them so that it's more efficient and, you know, you're not wasting their time. And they appreciate that, too, because they're very busy.
Totally. And there's an assumption out there, I think a lot of us have. I had this assumption before I really started to understand PR. I had the assumption that, you know, why would they want to hear from us anyway? And what I was quickly learning, TV show after TV show that I was on, the host, the station manager would say things like, you're welcome back here anytime. You and Toby, slam dunk, he makes good TV. Nothing about me, right? He makes good TV, and you can come along with him too. But I had a lot of media training before my first TV appearance, and I'll tell you, I'm so glad I did, because I really would have blown it. My media coach, Sean Duperin, really helped me understand how to make that 3 minutes and 25 seconds that you may be on TV to really make it count. And a lot of people don't invest in any kind of media training. They don't get coaching. Like, you provide your clients with a lot of coaching and really help them get organized. I know that because I interview a lot of them on my show. They're organized, they're ready, they're prepared, they have great sound bites. That isn't natural for everyone. So what's the importance about business owners and people who are being interviewed getting the right coaching to be successful?
Mm-hmm. It definitely doesn't come natural. That's right. I mean, you know, some people's personalities are more equipped for it than others, but media training is very important. And I try, there's a few, you know, whether it's, you know, different media outlets kind of need a little bit of different types of coaching. But, you know, for example, for TV, what you wear is very important. And, you know, how you answer questions are important. And you're right, you only have, you know, usually 3 to 4 minutes. and to just to be cool and calm and collected and have your answers already kind of ready to go can be very important. I like to say that it's kind of like you kind of want to step into the politician role, that no matter what they ask you, you already have your answer.
Yes.
So that you don't lose track and you don't go on a tangent about something that you didn't want to focus on, that you kind of stay to the tips, you know, always incorporate news you can use. And then, sure, you know, you can mention your product or your service, but it can't be a full, you know, full commercial, because then they're not going to ask you to come back.
Right.
You know, if you kind of abuse that right. But, you know, producers love having dogs and kids in studio. So if you can come in and be prepared and show up on time and do a good job, you know, they're usually happy to have you back, you know, 3 to 6 months later.
True. We had on our last kindness tour, Dana, I had a TV host, and I'm TV and radio, that said to me, here's my home phone number, my personal cell number. I've never seen them do that, but they were so moved by just Toby's antics. They said, you come back anytime, and they were they all commented, you've been media trained. I love it. You can come on our show anytime. And they really noticed. And it, because yeah, it makes them, I think, look like a rock star when they've got a good guest who's giving their viewers a fantastic 3.5 minutes. It helps the station look great, and it, you know, it makes the TV experience so much more valuable for the viewers. And I have to tell this funny story. I always had this fear in the back of my mind that what if something happens here? What if Toby does his business on live TV? Or, you know, what if he starts barking all the uncontrollably? And there's always these what ifs. And I had thought them through, you know, if he starts barking uncontrollably, what are the things we can do? And I have my kind of mental backup plan, I guess, like you were just saying a minute ago, just being really super prepared. But I had never worked through, what if Toby destroys a set on TV? So on Halloween, we're in one of the really big stations. We were in Winnipeg, actually, and we're on TV and on Global, and we're dressed up, Toby and I, which was really out of my comfort zone, by the way. So I was uncomfortable on that show. It didn't show, but anyhow, Toby was great for about the first minute. And then I saw the look on his face, and he looked over to the left, and I kind of looked at my husband, and he kind of had this uh-oh look on his face. And at that moment, Toby had pulled his, he was off, the lady had said, if he starts barking and getting silly, let him off the leash and run around the studio, and we'll just follow him with the camera. So that's what I had done. I just let go of the leash. Well, he comes back with a skeleton piece from the skeleton. It was Halloween. So he comes back with a femur in his mouth. And then he comes back with this big, hairy plastic rat that was part of the set. And he drops it in the host's lap and then keeps throwing it at her.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just hilarious, and it made for great TV. And, you know, of course, that was one of the ones that gave us the personal cell phone. But, you know, did it go the way that I was thinking it would? No. And part of it is, I think, being relaxed enough to handle what happens. And that's what she said.
100%.
You can come back anytime. Yeah, and I think
that's
what we get in our head.
That seems like a producer's dream, you know. Random prop, you know, bringing, you know, I think that's why they like the pet segments. You know, it's fun, it's surprising, you never know what they're going to do, and if you can just have fun with it and, you know, stay calm and just roll with the flow, you know, it'll be better for everyone.
Yes, yeah, and the pet has a good experience too.
I did a segment in San Diego, and I was with a French bulldog named Buster, and I was giving him a mud bath. And as I poured the water on Buster, he decided to jump off the table, out of the bucket, onto the floor, and was doing, like, crazy laps around the host and I. And it was hilarious. And the host, who was actually wearing, you know, he was wearing a full suit, he grabbed Buster all wet and said, oh, here he is, and we just continued with the mud bath, and it was, you know, it was great.
I love that. And I can just see your smiling face laughing and creating that energy. And I think that scenario you shared, Dana, is so important because a lot of people would have been sort of so focused on, oh,
mortified.
My gosh. It mortified, and it would show up. And mm-hmm. what you did is you went with it. And I think that's a great lesson. Now,
it also helps.
Well,
it helps to be familiar with the animals that you're working with, too, if possible. I mean, sometimes people like, it's always great to bring shelter dogs and cats. I'm all 100% about that. But, they are a little bit more uncomfortable with it as well if they're meeting you for the first time. So you can, have any kind of meet and greet in advance or spend a good quality time and get there early with them, so that you can bond a little bit before you go on live TV, that can help as well.
That's a great tip because I think a lot of people in the pet industry business, we support shelters and rescues so
Absolutely.
Much. And there is that opportunity to bring them on. But these are also animals in many cases that are under a pretty significant amount of stress. And there's a lot of stimulation on the set. I mean, Toby, we didn't realize how much stimulation there is for a pet because, of course, we see things differently as humans. We had his GoPro video, and he was actually taping himself being on TV, Dana, with his GoPro video camera. But when we got home and watched it, we were then able to see what is this dog focusing on. And, he was mesmerized by things that move, things that have bright. He hated the teleprompter. They wheeled up the teleprompter for the host to just run through some news as in preparation. We were already on the set. And he was doing great. Toby was awesome. And then they wheeled over the teleprompter, and he just, went nuts. He was barking and pulling. We couldn't quiet him down. And that was good learning. We'd never been on a set where the teleprompter had been wheeled up. They were always just kind of sitting there.
Already there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the services that Whitegate PR offers to clients in the pet industry?
Sure. Well, basically what we do is we help identify who the target audience is, and then we come up with a plan to reach those people. So we find out what they are watching, reading, and listening to. And then we'll try to get that product or service featured in those type of media outlets. And really the press release is the tool that we use to communicate. So just like, you or I send an email to each other, when we're communicating with reporters or with producers, they kind of expect the information in a press release because they know all of the vital information is going to be in it, the who, what, where, when, why, and the website and all kind of the nuts and bolts. So we write press releases on different topics, and we send those out to the media, and we try to secure coverage on TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, and blogs.
Wonderful. And I'm going to say, Dana, I've read a lot of press releases in my life. Yours are awesome. They're stellar. I mean,
Thank you.
I'm on your mailing list, so often I'm seeing the press release before you and I have a email back and forth about having the person on the show, and I always read them. They catch my attention. The subject line is, you can't not read it because the subject line is so good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, the subject line is always important, no matter who you're trying to communicate with, because people are bombarded with so much information all the time.
Exactly. Well, folks, we're talking to Dana Humphrey. She is with Whitegate PR. She is also known as the Pet Lady. Dana is all over social media. Follow her on Facebook, Twitter. Make sure that you go and look up WhitegatePR.com and connect with Dana about your next PR need. She knows the pet industry. She knows the pet media services and outlets that are just wanting to have great guests. And make sure that you put her tips into action because I know it'll make a huge difference in your business. Dana, thank you so much for being here today.
Charmaine, thank you.
And I can't wait to have your next client on our show.
Coming soon.
Excellent. PR is such an important part of business, not even just for pet businesses, for any kind of businesses. Learn to be great at it, learn to enjoy it, get the training you need, and make sure you let the media know about your events, your launches, your new products, because everything is news. They're looking for news. That's what my friend and media coach, Sean Duperron, told me several years ago, that the media is waiting for your story. Find a way to make it appealing to the media and make sure you get media training so that you rock it out on media. And of course, if you have an animal, they tend to be natural media hounds. That's my pun for the day. I just want to thank you all for joining us on Positive Radio. Summertime's coming up, and for those of you who love to travel, maybe you've got the travel bug, please make sure you check out our Million Acts of Kindness Tour partners, Canadian Traveler. You can find them at canadiantraveler.com for awesome destinations, travel tips, and even adventures you might want to put on your bucket list and so much more. Until next time, let's be kind to one another.